Here is a story about a revolution that never happened. In 1975, a novel transportation system called Personal Rapid Transit, or PRT for short, started operating in Morgantown, West Virginia. It was supposed to usher in a new age of public transit. That didn't happen. But West Virginia University, which operates the PRT system, remains committed to it. And the school is spending more than $100 million to refurbish the aging system. NPR's Joe Palca went to Morgantown to check out this bold idea.
PRT is very different from conventional mass transit. Normally, when you get on a subway or light rail, you get into a large car that can hold lots of people, and you stop at every stop on the line. With PRT, you get in a much smaller car, and your car only goes to your destination. It doesn't stop anywhere else. I'd come to Morgantown, population 30,000, to give a talk to graduate students. But I've been curious about PRT for a while, so I dragooned second-year pharmaceutical science student Tiffany Kornberg into taking me for a ride on it. Morgantown's PRT runs approximately 9 miles out from the city center, where Kornberg and I got on, to the University Medical Center.
So is this useful? I mean, the PRT, is it good to have?
It's definitely easier than driving and trying to park.
We climb the stairs to an elevated platform. There's a turnstile. 50 cents for visitors, free if you're a student. Before you can go through, you have to select the station you're traveling to. That's a key to using PRT. There are several of the boxy PRT cars stopped at the station. Each holds about 18 people. They're brightly painted with the West Virginia University blue and gold colors.
How do we know which car to get into?
It says right up there, when it dings, it'll show a name of whatever station it is.
The sign over one of the cars says Medical Center, which is where we're headed. And the car door opens.
We're in.
We start off rattling down an elevated guideway at a good clip.
I gotta tell you, I feel like I'm in a Disneyland ride.
We approach the station at the engineering campus, but the car never slows down.
And so this is the advantage of PRT. We would have stopped here, and nobody would have gotten off because nobody's on this pod is going there. But with PRT, it just zips right past.
Another PRT feature, if there's a midday lull and nobody is going anywhere, the cars just sit at a station and wait.
And so the cool thing is you're not wasting resources of running empty cars up and down all day long just because the schedule says you have to.
When we reached the medical center stop, I made my way to the office of Clement Solomon, who runs the PRT system.
This is one of the best-kept secrets in the transportation world.
Solomon says the system provides 15,000 rides a day, double that when there's a home football game. He says a few years ago, the university had to make a decision. The PRT cars were wearing out, and the control system needed updating. Should they refurbish the PRT system or just abandon it? So they commissioned a study.
We would have to do anywhere from 30 to 60 buses just in loops, running nonstop to transport our students.
He says refurbishing PRT was the best option.
If you look at it, there isn't a system in the world that can do what this system can do.
But elsewhere, PRT just hasn't caught on. There's a system at Heathrow Airport in London and at Masdar City in Abu Dhabi, and several places are considering PRT, including Greenville, South Carolina. But a revolution in public transportation? Not so much. Joe Palca, NPR News, Morgantown.